Hi there. The word for you today is on learning to walk by faith. In Mark 9, verse 24, we read these words. A man spoke to Jesus. He said, "Lord, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Here's another question to consider. What is walking by sight? Well, it's living your life based on how things look from your perspective or to your natural eye. It's deciding and acting in accordance with your perceptions and circumstances rather than acting according to God's word. It's being dictated to by your feelings and thoughts. Hey, you know what? Your thoughts and feelings are yours. So examine them. Don't let them hijack you. Use your spirit-controlled temperament to bring your emotions under control. Too often we're sandwiched between faith and doubt in a catch-22. Between what a transformed spirit says and what a carnal mind says. One day a distraught father brought his son to Jesus for healing. Jesus told him, Mark 9:23, "Everything is possible for one who believes." At that point the boy's father said, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." You know, at times we experience both faith and doubt. This man was honest about his doubts, and you know what? Jesus still worked a miracle for him. If he had needed correction, Jesus would certainly have corrected him. If his faith wasn't genuine, the Lord would have known it. But Jesus accepted his declaration of faith despite his doubts. There are three important lessons right here for us. One, don't be afraid to acknowledge your doubts. Till you deal with them, you can't remove them. Number two, don't let your doubts overrule your faith. God's word in the matter is God's will for you, so stand on it. And number three, hand your doubts over to the Lord and say, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." You say, "Well, how long does it take to learn to walk by faith?" Answer, a lifetime.